The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came down with the 12 apostles and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on the account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the life that I live speak for me. May the works that I've done speak for me. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Amen. Please be seated. We've all heard the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are the meek. This is not that. In Luke, rather than on a mountaintop, Jesus is on a plain or a flat level place partway down the mountain. Jesus is talking to the people from the surrounding areas. All of them come to hear Jesus and experience the profound, experience things that they've heard in the stories that preceded Jesus, hoping or even praying for a miracle of their own. In this Sermon on the Plain, Jesus gives a different spin. Not entirely comforting words. This is the Jesus that said to sell all of your possessions and follow him. Not just sell your stuff, but then take those proceeds and give them away, donate them. These blessings, they came with a radical reversal of what the values were for the world. Jesus begins with the words that end our assumptions about happiness, success, and security. "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours will be the kingdom of God. Blessed are the hungry now, for you will be blessed and filled. Blessed are those who weep, for you will laugh." Those aren't a comfort to those who are in distress, but it is a declaration of a new reality to come with the kingdom of God. This kingdom where the first shall be last and the last shall be first, the mighty brought low, and the lowly lifted up. In a world where wealth and power often define a person's worth, Jesus speaks of a different truth. The poor are blessed because their poverty is a doorway to the kingdom of God. The lack of material wealth or social status does not diminish their dignity or their worth. Rather, it opens their hearts. It compels them, compels us, to a deeper connection with God. We too are called to examine our attachments to this world and think of other ways that we might experience God. Can we live in generosity, seeking first the kingdom of God? Or do we hold on to possessions that keep our mind focused here on earth? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst, for you will be filled. The question is, what do you hunger and thirst for? Jesus is telling us once again to hunger and thirst for God, not for the material possessions of this world. Hunger for justice, hunger for truth. We are called to be the hands and arms of God, to be the righteous in a world in desperate need of help. Blessed are those who weep, for you will laugh. The mourning of the world is real. There is pain and suffering, loss and brokenness all around us. But the promise is that those who weep in this life will find joy in the world to come. Jesus invites us into a future of joy and hope and resurrection, even now as we are in sorrow. We are called and reminded to be a healing and comforting presence to those in pain. Luke didn't just tell us about blessings. He also reminded us of some woes. Woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing, now you will weep. Jesus is reminding us that injustice frequently accompanies wealth. When we place our love in security and wealth and privilege, we are in danger of ignoring the suffering of others. We are reminded to use our resources with humility and generosity in this modern world of mass consumption, of overconsumption, where we fill ourselves again and again. Jesus is telling us that there is a different way. If we can be satisfied with earthly pleasures and comfort to the exclusion of spiritual nourishment, we will find ourselves hungry for something more. We're reminded that what feeds the soul is not material things, but the love of God and the service of others. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will weep and mourn. It's easy to laugh and to celebrate when life is going well. Luke warns us that this joy is temporary if it's not grounded in love and mercy. In a world of pain, as followers of Christ, we are to stand with those who mourn, and we are to remind those in the midst of sorrow that Christ is with us God is with us. This Sermon on the Plain calls us to live in a way that reflects the values of God's kingdom, not the kingdom of the world. It asks us to rethink what it means to be blessed. The poor, the sick, the hungry, the oppressed are not to be pitied, but blessed because they stand with God. How do we respond to this call, to this news? My solution, my suggestion, as always, is to pray frequently, genuinely. Talk to God, pray. Make sure that you're on the right path. As we follow Jesus, as we follow the Holy Spirit, we will go to places where we will see suffering and pain, places where we can bring hope and healing and love to those who are broken. We can be God's blessings in this world and in the next. Amen.